On the Mama Bear Dares podcast, we love and are encouraged by female podcasters giving helpful advice on motherhood. Mama Bear Dares aims to add to the conversation by turning the spotlight onto moms who have inspired us by doing big and bold things, in addition to being great mothers. We feature regular moms that you've sat next to at PTA meetings or smiled at while she tended to her screaming toddler in the middle of Target. These moms have started their own international nonprofits from their Lego-laced living rooms, they've come out of the other side of losing a loved one, and they've carved out time to produce breathtaking art. We dare to deep dive into what makes these women more than mom and boldly ask the questions that we've all been thinking.
So come with us as we share the stories of women who love being called mom, but have shifted the paradigm that aims to stop there. Artists, entrepreneurs, creative visionaries, social change agents, activists, all women who have tapped their mama bears and dared to live full, joyful, and layered lives. Mama Bear, we dare you to witness the ripples they've started and begin to create some of your own.
Hey, Mama Bears, it is our second giveaway time, and Leslie and I are really excited about this one, too, because it's our Mama Bear Dares favorite things. We have 6 ways you can enter for this giveaway, and they're all free, and they're all really easy. If you do all of them, it'll take you maybe 30 seconds. So you can rate and review us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and like us on Twitter. That's it. 6 ways. Super easy. Leslie, tell them what you are going to put in your basket.
So we're coming off of this amazing giveaway from last week where we gave away things from CIS International Fair Trade Shop. And I was inspired by that as I was choosing some of my favorite things. So in my portion of the giveaway, you will, of course, be receiving some fair trade chocolates. Mm-hmm. And then... I am obsessed currently with this hand lotion. It's called Tokyo Milk Hand Lotion. And so I'm going to throw in some of that hand lotion. It's fabulous. I also brought a clutch purse back from Tanzania when I was there about a year ago. And I've been saving it. You know, I have this little like drawer where I keep potential gifts for people, you know. I think everyone
you've
has
had
one,
that
right?
Since Chicago when you lived in a like 300 square foot apartment. You've always had a little
still
drawer.
Had a gift drawer. You can never be too prepared though. I mean, I feel like if it's a neighbor's birthday, I'm gonna acknowledge it. So this clutch, it's really cute and it's been sitting there just waiting for the perfect opportunity. So that will also come in this box of fun, and also one of my homemade candles.
There it is. I knew there'd be something homemade.
So yeah, that's kind of, it was fun thinking about those things. But yeah, I have the chocolate, the lotion, a candle, and a cute clutch.
That's awesome. I put in Michigan coffee, Big B, for anyone familiar with Michigan. So if you're not, you got to try that. I was wanting to get some Ethiopian coffee, but of course, that's just too hard to part with. I love my mama bears, but you know, it's so, so hard to part with that. So I have a pound of that coffee. I have my favorite tea. I kind of have this process at night to wind me down. I was actually just telling your husband, because he gets up early like I do, that I have to have my tea to let my body know it's time to go to bed. So I'm putting some of that tea in there. And then one of my favorite glass water bottles it'll be packaged nicely so it won't break. Mm-hmm. And then some of my favorite snacks. I feel like there was something else, but I'm blanking on it. But there it is. Some of my favorite healthy snacks.
I think that sounds great.
Yeah.
So
it runs a gamut, our favorite things, right?
It does. It does. It's a great representation, I think, of who we are at this moment in time. So
yeah.
Hopefully, Mama Bears, you'll get out and grab your phone or grab your computer and enter in those 6, possibly 5. I'm still not sure you said all 6 of them.
Do you want me to remind them of
review
how to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rate and review on iTunes. That's 2 different ways, right? Mm-hmm. Subscribe mm-hmm. on iTunes.
Right, that's 3.
And then you can like us on Facebook and Instagram mm-hmm. and follow us on Twitter.
So yeah, that is 6. And if you do all 6, you'll be entered 6 times.
That's right. And I'm not saying that this is advisable necessarily, but if you have 7 family members like I do, you can have them do all of that too. I mean, that's a pretty genius way to get your name entered into this drawing many times.
You're right. You're right. And I think I know a lot of our listeners have a lot of children. So yeah. Work the system, ladies. And we're asking you to do this. We're bribing you with some of our favorite things because we are having so much fun doing this podcast and we want to continue and we want more and more people to listen and to learn about these really fantastic women that we're getting the chance to interview. So
that's right.
Help us do that.
That's right. Okay. Good luck.
So Tessie, you know that I struggle with wintertime, mm-hmm. and we're basically out of the thick of winter, and it actually has been a fairly mild winter, but it's been something that I struggle with. I do struggle with anxiety and depression, and January and February, for so many of us, are just really, really hard months. Mm-hmm. So typically, kind of to get through these months, I'm always trying to alleviate some of the season just through exercise and, you know, various self-care practices like journaling. And just being good to myself. And I look forward to things like throwing parties and like I always try to plan a vacation, whether we go on it or not, you know. These are some ways that I really try to get through those, just that season of literal darkness. And I try to kind of just remedy some of those feelings and just the state that I find my body in. In that time. So I finally got a light box. That was something that I thought I'd read can be helpful to just sit in front of a couple of times a day. So I got a light box and I felt like, you know, I was seeing some results from that, feeling a little bit better. I found myself at Dunn Brothers Coffee one morning and I was actually meeting a friend and we were chatting and, you know, drinking coffee and having a nice time. And the woman next to us at the table, just, you know, with just a couple feet in between us, was there, and she was probably in her 70s, I would say. And when she got up to leave, she looked at me and just, you know, with such tenderness and sweetness and conviction, she was like, "You are absolutely adorable. You are so adorable." And it made my day. You know, I was like, I didn't need to buy a light box.
I just needed to come to Dunn Brothers every day.
I just needed someone to maybe notice me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I don't know what prompted her to say that. I don't. Sometimes I even get offended by, like, I don't want to be adorable.
Right.
You know. But that woman, you know, she was so free to just let some positive kind of out into mm-hmm. the world that it really, it changed my whole day and bled into my week. And so I really, from that moment, have been thinking a lot about just never withholding a compliment. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, if I see a pregnant woman, you know, she might look tired, but she might also just be adorable.
Right.
And I say so. And, you know, if I see a woman somewhere and, you know, I actually really like her shoes, I think that in my mind, like I try to say it
yeah.
if I can.
Yeah.
And not just physical stuff. I want to, you know, if I have a friend who I know is doing really good work or if she's got something in her life that's going really well, I congratulate her. And, you know, there's always room for improvement. I don't do it every
right.
time. But since that woman in Dunn Brothers gave me that small, you know, compliment that she probably thought nothing of, I really try to never withhold any sort of positive thought that I'm thinking. I try not to withhold that compliment.
I totally hear you. And I try to do the same thing. But then the other side of me is always like, where does authenticity play into it? You mm-hmm. know, because I never say anything that I don't mean mm-hmm. just because I end up sounding like a weird robot or a weird creeper.
Right.
But at the same time, I always wonder, do they think I am authentically saying that? Or are they really? Because she obviously did. You're still talking about
yeah.
it weeks or whatever later.
Yeah.
But
months, actually.
Yeah. So I wonder where authenticity plays into it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you can just go around complimenting people without meaning it. I mean, I think we as humans can really sense that.
Yeah.
And so you do have to really mean it, I think. And I think that that's probably, you're in more dangerous territory when you're complimenting someone just for the compliment. I think it turns physical. I think if you can't think of anything else to say, you focus in on the physical, what right. you can see. And so I certainly wouldn't want to make up a compliment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's definitely, you don't want to sound like a creeper.
Right.
And you don't want to latch on to something that is physical. I think obviously everyone's aware of that campaign in the Oscars where they challenged the interviewers on the red carpet to ask each woman more about more yeah, than what they're just so wearing. You know, I think it has its own hashtag. And we do. We love to feel beautiful and we love it when people notice our beauty, but there is certainly so much more to us than what we're wearing or what we look like. And I think that plays into that authenticity. I think
right.
really meaning our compliments and thinking about what it is that we want to shine kind of a good light on.
Right. And it made me think too, being in the health industry, one of the harder things when a personal training client or something loses a lot of weight, they mm-hmm. talk about how everyone's telling them they're getting skinny. And it totally raises the hair on the back of my neck because that skinny doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It really is about, no, you're seeing them get healthy mm-hmm. and the health is what's going to transform them. It's not getting skinny. The skinny will last only as long until like a cheeseburger and fries are in front of them yeah. and they can't. But when they found that health, so it's the same kind of thing. If we switch that to like, you're actually seeing them get healthy mm-hmm. and they're happier and they're all of that trickle down. But you know, you are raising a daughter. We were talking the other day about, we had read something that said you should, when especially specifically little girls, instead of complimenting them on their dress or their hair or their beauty or eyes or whatever it is, to ask them what they're reading. And yeah. you and I were so in love with that idea.
Yeah, I think that was on the blog A Cup of Joe, which okay. mm-hmm. I love that blog, so we can link that in the show notes. Mm-hmm. But that's where I first heard about this and was kind of like, why didn't I think about that?
Right, right.
Come on, you know? Yeah. Why is that so hard when we see a classmate of one of our children or a friend of one of our children when it's a little girl? Why is it that we desperately want to be positive? We want to make yes. a connection yeah. with this person. But I want that connection to not just be based on the physical.
Right.
So I love that when she suggested.
Yeah. And Dayla is a creative person. And so I thought even, what are you creating? Mm-hmm. I mean, every little girl is a creative person until they're told by the world that they're not or mm-hmm. that they shouldn't have time for that. And so I thought, if someone were to ask her what she's creating, she could tell them five different things and it would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah.
But they do. More often than not, she's getting compliments on her physical appearance or something she's wearing. And I think the conversation would be so great if we could kind of flip it to ask, what are you creating? What are you reading? What are you invested in right now?
Yeah.
To boys as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you know, we both agree we want to put positive things out into the world mm-hmm. and we want to have positive interactions with other people. I think something else that makes this really hard, and I'll go ahead and say it, it's jealousy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I felt like a really ugly, jealous person. But we live in this weird culture where we just are constantly comparing ourselves.
Well, we're forced to compare ourselves. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's our natural reaction as humans. I really don't. But mm-hmm. we do are forced to by all of the, our cultural responses.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And this, I think it's daily when anytime we jump on the internet, mm-hmm. I think people.
Or go get groceries. I mean, all of those magazines, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, so I was recently at a conference. It's called the Inspire Motherhood Conference. So just a quick shout out to Erin Haluska and her just fantastic yeah. team that put
You've
this
talked about
together.
It so often.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great, great positive conference that just sort of lifts up women. But one of the speakers there was named Steph Files, mm-hmm. and she is the one. Maybe some of the mama bears out there read their city's mom blog.
Right.
She kind of she started this national network of city mom blogs. So she's really interesting, and she gave a talk just sort of challenging women to choose celebration over comparison.
Love that.
Yeah, and it's a great kind of filter to think about when you're looking, especially, you know, you see on Instagram like beautiful meals created or beautiful photos of vacations or something. And if you have that sort of twinge of like, oh, I wish I could do that, I could never do that, you know, she immediately asks you to kind of flip that switch and don't compare, like don't say what you're not capable of doing, but rather celebrate your friend in that sort of whatever that success or that that moment of beauty that they've shared. So that was, to me, is great. I love that. Just instead of comparison, I'm going to choose celebration.
I love that too. I remember a conversation you and I had, and I remember I was literally in my closet. I don't know. I don't know why I remember this conversation, but I must have moseyed into my closet. And we were talking about Pinterest, and you were saying, oh, it just is too much. It's too much to see all of these great crafts and this food and whatever. I can't do it. And I'm like, Pinterest is my jam. I love Pinterest. Because I don't do any of the crafts. But I can look at that and be like, way to go, mama. That is amazing that you, and not that you're not celebrating, but for some reason, Pinterest was just this example.
Right.
Where I can find my little niche, like, oh, I can do those. And I'm interested in doing those. Mm-hmm. But then celebrate the ones that I have zero interest in and zero ability. And just be like, that's a pretty cool thing that they're doing that I don't want to do.
Exactly. You're totally right. I mean, it's when you have that attitude and you jump on Pinterest, there is no shortage of creation and beauty happening in this world. Like whether or not you're into it or not really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's happening, and it's a really great thing. I mean, think about the alternative.
Right.
Like, we don't want badness,
exactly.
You know, going out into the world.
I think it really is most about being observant in the world. Observing when things are beautiful and when people are creating things that inspire you, or it's something that they're walking a certain way, really proud and strong, or whatever it might be. Just being observant in that. And then also observant of your reaction to it. So when you say choose the congratulations as opposed to the competition, so being aware of how you're reacting to the beauty around you and making sure that you have the power to flip the switch. So flip the switch. If you're feeling comparison, flip the switch. And it's hard work, but then it starts to become easier the more you do it.
It does. I agree. I think it's a discipline, it's a practice. And just thinking back to the woman in the coffee shop, it was cool that she wanted to connect. So I also think it's a lot about connection.
Absolutely.
And the way we engage each other.
And I think women, we know, especially as we get older, the connection to fellow women, to other mama bears is big. It's a big part of who we are. It's a big part of how we see the world. And so even connecting to this 70-year-old woman, it was powerful enough to have you talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah.
And so just think about the power we as women have to connect, and just to do that really well and intentionally, I think is a good thing to do for our community, our Mama Bear community.
I do too. So let's dare our Mama Bears. Mama Bears, we dare you to never withhold a compliment. Now, you've got to check yourself. I think you have to make sure that it's sincere, that it's appropriate and not creepy.
Yep. There's a balance. There's
and a if you kind of check yourself and then think, okay, this is for real. This is a good one. Then say it. Say it out loud. Look someone in the eyes. Like, make that connection and tell them what you see. We dare you really just to spread joy in this world. Yeah. We dare you to use your words for good and to push love out. Let's listen to our own internal dialogue, and then through our words, let's make love come alive. We're all in this together, Mama Bears. So let's lift each other up.
Amen. So these smaller podcasts that we do, once a week in general should be interactive. If you check out our Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter, we're going to be very interactive on the days that we post these podcast episodes. So come tell us what you think. We don't want to just be putting this out into the world and not receive anything back. We would love to hear from you. Are you good about giving compliments, authentic compliments? Do you hate when people compliment you? Is this a thing that you don't find value in? We want to know. So find us, make sure you talk to us, join our community, because we really, really want to grow as humans as well. Leslie and I are big into that, and we think you have something to teach us. So check us out on one of those social media things and get in touch. We can't wait to hear what you have to say about that. But thank you so much for listening, you guys. This is so much fun for us. We are loving every minute of this. We text each other all the time. Yay! Let's do it! We appreciate each of you that have left really awesome messages for us or texts. And continue, right? Make it rain. No.
Give us a little bit of courage that we need.
But please subscribe to us on iTunes as well. Rate and review. Those are what really helps us to kind of find if we're going the right path or if we need to veer off and serve you in a better way. Again, find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out our website. We will link to... Did we talk about a book? I think we referenced a book.
Well, we referenced an article. An article, right, on her blog. And also, I'd love to post about the Inspire Motherhood Conference and Steph Files. We'll find her information
too. Yes, and check out also your local mom's blog. I know that Leslie and I both have found things there that kind of can connect you to other people in your community, but also just the unique experience that is being a mom in your specific city. Mm-hmm. And if you have a mama bear in your life who you think we need to know about and through the mama bear community needs to know about, hit us up. Our email is on our website, super easy to see. We can't wait to hear about her and about you. Until next time, have a great week, mama bears.
We love you, mama bears. Have a great week.
Good job.